All right, temporal stability of fecal indicator bacteria in a Pennsylvania creek, PA creek.
PA creek, Pennsylvania creek.
Kerry Kopic, Jakob Pachepski, Unmi Hong.
Oh, yep.
Oh, yep. Ed Wells, M. Dana Harriger. I have to announce names at graduation.
Oh,
Vanessa Leibarger, Rachel Picard, and Daniel Schelf.
All right, let's see. So, well, we need to monitor E. coli to evaluate microbial quality of water for recreation irrigation purposes. Now we have regulated regulations, so the E. coli is the indicator bacteria for the microbial quality of irrigation water. Question is there a pattern in change of E. coli along the stream which will be presented in time, preserved in time, An existence of such pattern would simplify microbial water quality monitoring, because it's a new thing, it's expensive thing, so let's see. So this is the study site. It's a fairly large thing called Conococheague Creek. The red letters show the sampling points, TPI 81 and so on and so forth. Water moves from the higher levels to lower. It's very large variety of land use here, from the forest and the parks to really residential. And what we did, we sampled for 65 weeks E. coli weekly and stage, measured stage in these five stations, and we wanted to see if there is any pattern. We had rain gauges, we had other things, but they are for a bit other purposes. So this is the raw data. And the different colors and symbols would show different sampling locations. You look at it, the first impression is, you know what, there is something. The blue stuff is always somewhere down, and the red stuff is up. And one thing to look at this would be just to try to fit this thing with something and see if the fitting course will be different. So first thing comes to your mind is sign, because it's an annual thing. And if you fit sign life to this data, then you actually can see that, yes, indeed, the blue one, which is the closer to the mountains and to the first station we measured, it's way lower than all others. And as you go along the creek, so the next one will be a bridge over I-81, and then the next one will be school. It goes up. So indeed, there is some kind of pattern. We could stop on this one, but the thought was, okay, look, we don't know if it's a sign. We are imposing some kind of shape of this thing. So let's see if we can look at some kind of pattern recognition method without sign. And we can do this. So the method is absolutely simple. You go to the site, you measure concentrations, you do what they call relative difference. So it's a log concentration minus average log concentration divided by the average log. And do it several times. Do it several times and then see, okay, make several sampling sites visit over time. And if these relative differences are in one location, are all the times low, negative, consistently low, and they're in another location, they're consistently high, then we have a pattern, because that's what shows how these locations are relative to the average along the creek. So that's what was done with these numbers, and this is the mean relative difference, which means that for these 65 weeks, the relative difference was computed for each location, and then the mean was taken. And there's a very clear pattern. You go along the creek from the mountain park to the residential area, and you go along this line. So first two, that's a treatment plant and I-81, they're consistently lower than the average along the creek. And then if you go up to come to the residential area, then you will have values consistently higher than creek. So what does it really mean? It really means two things. The E. coli concentrations at the base flow, all of them were they taken at base flow, demonstrate temporal stability across the variety of land uses and types along the creek, and we are looking at about 40 miles of distance. And E. coli counts increase downstream, and samples from a site that geographically bisected this sample reach show the low deviation from the mean counts along the entire reach. So one point, essentially, one observation point, can give you information about the what's going on in the creek. Thanks.
Great. Time for a question. No time for applause right now.
No.
Question.
Yeah, I didn't understand that last statement.
Well, the sampling point in the roughly in the middle of the creek, or in the middle of this distance, it basically shows all the time average concentrations in most cases. So it's enough really to monitor this point to get an idea what's going along the creek.